3, 2, 1. Hey everybody, it is the AS channel that you're watching, and guess who's with us from the clan? Okay, I'm gonna burp.
Great, a burp. Already, that's nice.
Way to go, buddy.
Oh yeah.
I guess I was Massacre. Tenacity, I guess.
Ghost Flow is here.
All Double right. O status.
An Aurora Dragon.
Back.
Word.
Where is Zombie?
He's gone!
Where?
He has forsaken us.
Yes, he has forsaken us. And today's topic is about the upcoming new releases for the Xbox 360, specifically, I guess, right now.
What about Pokemon?
You want to talk about other things, too? All right.
Pokemon Black 2. No, White 2.
All right. How Word. About that? So, let's begin with Pokemon, what was it again?
Well,
Black and White 2.
Yeah, but that's not... I mean, if you want to, you could. Oh, I thought Borderlands was coming out first or sooner.
It is.
Well,
13 days?
You kind of said to freeball it, and I have the Xbox 360 list right now with me, not all of them.
Oh, I see.
But if you want me to put all of them, there'd be a lot of stuff to go through.
Oh, hell no, forget that. Someone no Kilo's PS3 and all that. Hey there. The hell is that?
What is that? That was from Portal.
GLaDOS?
No, this is my that's my phone. It's not GLaDOS, it's a personality cube. Sphere.
Alright, well, you wanna start with the Xbox 360 then Massacre?
Yeah, that's whatever,
Alright, the first thing that's coming out, 9/11. Oh my god.
Black.
Remember the people. Alright. 9/18, which is coming around the corner, Borderlands 2, you guys.
Yes.
Yes.
Start right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's gonna be a pretty good game.
Pre-ordered the shit out of that.
I
was
definitely. Did anybody get the collector's edition with the fucking box?
Nah.
No.
It's not cheap. It's just like if they really offered something that was worth me shelling out that extra money, I mean, they're asking for a lot.
I would buy it if they gave me a claptrap in real life, I would love it. And I would want it to talk and feel like feel like tin the way it
they
should
would have
feel.
To break dance.
Yes.
I would call it Grr.
Why Grr?
What?
I said why Grr.
Why Grr? Because it reminds me of Grr.
The robot.
Yeah,
Zim.
Okay, well, what do you guys think in Borderlands 2 you're going to get new out of? Do you know anything? Okay, besides...
Yeah, well, they overhauled the weapons generator program. The previous weapons generator in Borderlands 1 had, like, it was the scope, stock, barrel, assembly, each had, like 100 or some or so different combinations.
I was gonna say who didn't silence their phone when we actually talked about it.
I thought we silenced it just across the room.
I know.
Or you have Ryu in your room just.
No, it's literally all the way.
Ryu,
Okay, by the way, the people who don't know, Aurora
the thing
Dragon,
is, with every single
troll.
Combination, there was literally like billions of different combinations. So they said that they overhauled that, added even more, and from the previews, that you know, it looks like there are a lot more interesting and unique weapon parts. So that's very cool. That's going to get like a generic scope on every time. So that's going to be awesome.
I think the one thing I'm really looking forward to is a new character that's coming with the game, with your pre-order, the DLC. The little girl.
Oh, the Mechromancer.
Yes. She...
Pedophiles.
Hey, I'm not a pedophile.
Dragon is, but you just...
I will fuck the shit out of her mechanical arm.
Oh, snap.
Oh, wow.
Is that cat when she was younger or something? Eloise?
Well, I was gonna ask, does anybody know anything about the storyline? Does it continue from the first one, or is it a whole different, complete thing?
Oh, yeah. For Borderlands or Halo?
Borderlands 2.
Yeah, the story's continuing. The characters are NPCs now, So you're not really, you're going to be interacting with them in the story, but you're not going to be really playing as them. The story is that there is a guy named Handsome Jack who, with his personal financial badassness, has pretty much taken over Pandora.
United States.
He's like the Tony Starks of Borderlands.
Exactly. And he has, you know, unlimited resources, you know, virtually speaking, and, you know, millions of minions and robots. And there's a new vault, I believe.
There is. Full of money.
Filled with something. And
air.
You're basically going up against him and this ridiculously large army.
All right, and it sounds like you're spoiling the game now.
No, that's the premise. What are you talking about? It's in the intro. Spoilers, whatever.
You know, so everybody who's played Borderlands, the first one, you know that the last boss, the way it looked. You think they're gonna pull something like that for this too, for the end?
He's gonna be an asshole this time.
Literally. I mean, it did look like a vagina. I will say that it did look like a vagina.
It's gonna be an Asian shooting out doo-doo out.
No. Ew. All right.
But that's the funny thing though. It was a vagina and it was surrounded by tentacles. It's like, I know where this is going.
Yeah.
All right. Moving along. Did you know on the same day there is going to be a Kinect game coming out? Sesame Street TV. I know you guys are looking forward to that.
Oh boy. We're going to learn.
I didn't know, but there's a Angry Birds trilogy coming out for Xbox 360.
Oh my god.
Why?
I saw a preview for that. It's going to be it's going to have 50 achievements total up to 1000 gamer score. Like all the
talk
Angry
about
Birds.
Beating a dead ass horse.
Well, there are a lot of people who aren't like exactly, you know, hardcore gamers. They like to play casual
games. Not a casual game though. It's retarded. It's moronic.
If you want to play Angry Birds, I think they just want Angry Birds to get achievements. But if you want to get Angry Birds, get a Windows phone, buy Angry Birds. There you go. You can now play
on. I just download an APK file.
It works now differently on Windows.
All right. Well,
I'm talking about my Android phone.
Moving along, you guys. I don't know if anybody's into it. There's FIFA Soccer and also Pro Evolution. I know those things are popular, but I'm just not
FIFA,
into.
Hell yeah.
I'm not into the gaming.
And it's called football. It's soccer.
It says soccer on the freaking website.
What?
Oh, you mad?
I know you mad. No, because it would confuse the shit out of people with the football games that we have here. Okay,
that's
the Americans. The whole world would be like, "Oh yeah, no, football is."
But my question is, why did they start calling it football when that's an English word?
Football.
FTBO. It originally started out as rugby, right?
Yeah. All right. So
wait, what?
Fuck you all. Let's move.
No, they were talking about they were calling it football before we had football.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
I'm pretty sure they were calling something else besides football, because that's a very American thing.
Do Americans use
football? Yeah, it was called rugby before it was called football.
Ha. Huh. All right.
A little fashion.
Exactly. Ha to you.
Ha to you. I don't know what you're talking about, Mike. A massacre.
Dragon said our American football was called rugby before the world had football.
Okay. All right.
It's like back in the old medieval days. Poopy used to joust with their dicks instead of lances, stuff like that.
Alright, I have a really good title coming up that you guys
actually,
might be interested in.
That's not fair, though. It's a disadvantage against Asians.
Alright, well, there's this new title. Not really new, but there's this title that I think you guys would be interested in. It comes out 9/25, Dead or Alive 5. Sexy girls? No, you're sick of it already.
Maybe I'll
have to
play
it. Thank you,
baby. I have porn for that. Pass.
All right. 10/02. Resident Evil 6.
Pass.
Yeah.
What?
What's the point of having a horror game?
Resident Evil's good, but I would not pay $60 for it. I'll wait for the price to drop.
Yeah, I would wait for the price to drop too.
Yeah, especially the series is going now. It's going away from the origins, you know, the way it was back then.
Yeah.
It's not all action.
All right. 10/09, Dishonored.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pre-ordered already.
Definitely.
Already pre-ordered.
I'll rent it.
What do you guys think about the game?
It's reminds me of Half-Life, Bioshock, Assassin's Creed. Literally, because of Assassins, but yeah, Half-Life and Bioshock, good combo right there, perfect.
It looks beautiful, really interesting to me too. Yeah, it does remind me of Assassin's Creed, Bioshock, and a little bit of Mirror's Edge, the way the animation sequence goes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all first person.
Wait, it's first person? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
You don't even know it's first person, huh?
Double checking. The theatrical trailer was third person. So I was
It wasn't at all.
No, first person. All the trailers I've seen.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I'm so confused if you even know what we're
talking
about.
I was watching the one where he's like in the jail cell.
That was cinematic.
He's talking to somebody.
That was cinematics.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Maybe, I don't know. Cough, cough. Rent it.
Anyway, 1016 Dance Central 3.
Oh boy, we're gonna get a groove on.
Yeah.
The Kinect.
Hold dance parties.
you know, when we got Mythic his copy of Dance Central, he actually has played the shit out of it. So I'm happy.
Yeah, the secrets.
Does he appear offline for that? Because I've never seen him.
No, he must, because I checked his leaderboards. he played the shit out of even the girl songs. Like, I checked the dancing. He's shaking his ass and
shout out to Mythic Legend.
I mean,
yeah, shout out.
as long as he's keeping himself healthy, that's great. You know, moving his
good way to lose exercise.
I'm talking about like the girly songs. He's got guitar on hard.
Who cares?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly.
He's black. He's got soul.
Oh, well, guess what? I know this title you guys should be talking about. 1030, Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah.
Pre-ordered already.
Me too, I pre-ordered.
I even have my case right here, yeah. I got it right here.
Nice. What are you guys looking
for? Revelations or Brotherhood yet.
What?
You should really. Oh, wait,
when you're ready to play Revelations and you want to play multiplayer, I got you.
I'll send to Halo 4.
But, but what do you guys like about Assassin's Creed 3? What are you looking forward to? The story? Like I am?
Yeah,
I'm excited for the new combat system. They've had the same animation set for Ezio. Well, I mean, obviously because it's Ezio, but they've had the same animation set for like three games.
Hello?
So.
Hello? What was that? A phone call?
Oh my god, that was literally across my house. How are you guys hearing?
Across the house? He's living in a house now?
No, your mic is so
whatever.
He lives in a cardboard box.
Excuse me.
You're excused. But,
the new combat system, he has dual wielding now, so a whole new animation set
knives?
And a brand new engine. Super excited for that.
Plus with the weather system.
Yeah.
I want
the
tomahawk people.
I know, me too. Fuck that shit. Climb some trees. I'm with it. I'm bored of climbing buildings.
Actually, the tree climbing is really fluid. I was surprised.
Yeah, it looks really interesting, and I really want to try it out.
Yeah, fluid, she said.
Also, I should mention, Assassin's Creed tweeted me the other day.
Yeah, but not
at you.
Yeah,
and you
not
your tweet, though.
Not on their own. You had to tweet them. No.
Yeah, but
I know. At least they still tweeted you.
Do you have? They have like 160,000 followers, though. Like, I'm good.
But I got retweeted. You got really got a tweet at you. I got retweeted I got retweeted twice by Blaine Truth. Once by Blade. I've been tweeted by Bungie.
Me too.
BS Angel. Could go on, but you know,
I'm sorry, I'm not on your level yet.
Your A-list? The B-list?
I'm trying to step my game up, you know. Recently, I only used for getting OABs.
Interesting first step.
Alright, I'm going to quiz you guys. What is coming out on 11/06?
11/06?
November
6th. I wonder, something with a 4.
Maybe.
it must be a new trilogy involving some ancient
race. It's not even a trilogy, it's a quadrilogy.
No, it's a new trilogy. What's it?
No, it's a prequel.
No, not even a prequel. What's it? Beginning?
I mean, I'm sorry, you're right. I meant to say the prequel didn't count in its reach.
What are you guys thinking it is?
Something about rings.
7 of them?
Big ring. Big ass ring.
Okay, okay, let's just say it's Halo 4, that's right.
Are you sure?
Halo 4.
Damn, that's a climatic.
Right?
Killjoy. No. Killjoy. Okay, so how many of you guys ordered the the limited edition?
I did.
Oh,
that shit was expensive. Jeez. Holy shit. Like, 60, like, wait, 100 and...
You think that's expensive? What the other game?
I've never bought a limited edition before.
Oh, I'm just
I bought the Halo 3 limited edition, $150.
I won that.
Fanboy.
I got the Halo 3 Xbox bundle. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, I got the Halo 3 green Xbox, Halo Reach silver Xbox, Halo 3 limited edition, Halo Reach limited edition, so...
Are you going to get the limited Halo 4 limited edition?
What?
Yeah, edition.
Mike, Massacre, are you going to get the Halo 4 limited edition?
Yeah, I just changed my order last week.
Yeah.
Wait, so it's 00 getting it? Are we all getting it?
Yeah.
Limited edition? That's awesome. So... let's let our subscribers know what is coming out with the limited edition. Why did we change our order?
Maps.
Yeah.
I changed my order.
Armor.
You get
the specializations. I want
that. Yeah, you unlock it. Yeah.
And with the, 9 maps? Is that?
Yeah, you get 9 DLC maps.
Immediately. Day one. And you don't have to wait for it to come out every so often. And you will be, very familiar by that time.
And you get a cool patch, I believe.
Plus they give out free weekly Spec Ops.
Oh, yeah, Spec Special Ops.
Spartan Ops.
Spartan Ops. That's Spec Ops, damn it.
Game. All right, moving along, let's talk about 1113. I know some of you guys want to get it, and some of you guys don't want to get it.
Pass.
Does anybody know which...
pre-ordered.
I pre-ordered that shit, too.
Fanboys, sheep, pass.
Too bad, Mike. We got a lot of Call of Duty. Our freaking channel has Call of Duty footage, so you can't talk about that, hypocrite.
It's all blue though. It's not me.
It's still yours.
Not to like it, you worked hard to get a Moab.
So you care up to
open watch when Halo 4 comes out. The whole channel is gonna be full of Halo 4 videos.
I am good at Call of Duty, but I prefer not to play. That's the only thing. So
okay. Well, I'm pretty sure some people would say other things. Why aren't you on the MLG circuit?
I'm not pro though. I'm good in combat.
Okay, now, good. You adjusted your statement. All right. Anyway, so about Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
I gotta call him out like that.
Because
it's unnecessary.
Because I'm awesome like that.
Damn, that's what it is. I mean, I'm good at Call of Duty. I'm not pro though. It's a big difference.
I know, but the way he was talking about it, he's like, I'm good. Blah blah blah.
I'm a decent pubs player.
Exactly. See, that's all I wanted. I still love you, Massacre.
Yeah!
So do I.
Alright. Well, anyway, not being, judgmental, I love Black Ops. And now Black Ops 2 is coming out. What are you guys looking forward to? The ones that are actually pre-ordering it.
Campers.
Yeah, anti-camping.
I would have to say, mostly the story and zombies.
Yeah, I probably bought one of you guys for the story. That's it.
I'm really excited about the multiplayer and, of course, the campaign as well, and to figure out what the hell they're talking about. But I saw some of the guns. I don't know if you guys remember watching the trailer. One of the sniper rifles looked like a Halo sniper rifle.
It's just... I think it's just a scope.
It looks really familiar,
I don't know how the whole iron sight sniper rifle is going to work, though. It's kind of... Yeah.
Call of Duty 2 had it. World at War had it.
I know how I feel about that.
I like it. I love it.
I sorry to interrupt. I hear someone playing a game. Actually, I hear like swords crashing. I don't know why.
I don't hear anything.
I heard it. Yeah.
I just heard it. I just heard it too.
Who is that? I just heard it.
That's probably Dragon. Oh, not Dragon. Sorry, Ghost.
I'm sorry. League of Legends. League of Legends.
All right. Well, hopefully you would be more interested in the podcast.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Call of Duty. Who was interested about that? next game.
Okay, well, before we sign
we haven't talked about the perk system yet. We haven't talked about how great it's going to be.
Well, all I know is I'm really excited to see how they are improving the system about anti-camper stuff and, you know, if it's really as good as what it seems like.
Sorry.
sounds like someone didn't even silence their phone. Okay.
It's literally across the room. I didn't even think about it.
So apparently Aurora Dragon is a fat ass and he can't walk a couple steps.
That's right. I'm a fat ass.
All right. Well, as long as he's admitted it, I'm fine.
You just see
him
in real life. It's disgusting.
Yeah, word. All
right.
Why do you think I'm so good at Call of Duty?
You've been eating some Cheetos.
Next up is Far Cry 3, 1204.
What?
Far Cry 3. 1204.
Oh,
whack.
I like Far Cry. I never played Far Cry, so.
Yeah, I never played it, but I respect it. Hope it has a good outcome.
Yeah, yeah, multiplayer, but the story might be good, because the story was good.
Alright, that's...
Where the cinematic intro had, like, tits in it for, like, five minutes. That was awesome.
It was trending on Twitter, too. Like, it had titties, Far Cry 3, and something like that. It was straight.
All right, last but not least, 1231, Crysis 3.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
No, this year?
It says 1231.
No, it's March.
It says on this list, 1231, Crysis 3, Hunter Edition.
I highly doubt that. What? Yeah, it says February 2013 here.
It says 1231 on GameStop.
GameStop, really? Don't go to GameStop.
It says it's a Hunter Edition, so I don't know if that's a special edition that you're getting.
Most likely.
It says November... Oh, no, it's Crysis 1. Never mind.
It says...
February 2013, yeah.
Exactly. All right, so basically what I see from here, I'm going to amend what I just said. If you pre-order Crysis 3 Hunter Edition from, which is actually the same price, $59.99 from GameStop, you gain early access to their, I think their multiplayer.
Beta? Like a beta, probably?
Yeah, probably a beta. No, yeah, that's for sure.
So it's going to come out in March? Is that what you said?
February.
Well, as of now, February. Maybe get delayed, who knows?
All right. Are you guys actually even looking forward to this game?
Nope.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I should come in. I have my eye on it.
I have my eye on it, too, and I actually pre-ordered it. Not from GameStop, though.
Yeah, more than your eye on it. You got money on it. Anything.
Well, I really enjoyed the game.
She's got that YouTube money.
I actually don't yet. Okay, you guys, I'm still in the process of negotiation stuff, so once I get partnered, maybe.
Yeah, words, smash spoilers.
But for those of us that actually care about Crysis 3, didn't you like Crysis 2 to the point that you want to see how much they can improve it?
I play the campaign just for fun on like veteran. Just because
Super Soldier.
I know, but I was saying veteran just so people like recognized what that was.
You could just say the toughest difficulty.
Okay, I play on the toughest difficulty because it's a really fun campaign. So.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the multiplayer as well because you know it was already cool and innovative. It was very different from any FPS game I played. It really put a lot of different, you know, things with how you can have the maximum armor and have the invisibility. Wow, can't speak
more
today.
More than COD, that's for sure.
Oops, yeah.
Damn,
them be fighting words.
I know. All right, so before we wrap up this whole conversation, unless
you like Pokemon,
okay,
yeah, word.
Well, first we were talking about. Hey, do you want to include that list? And you're like, yeah. And then I'm like, there's a lot of other games. And then you're like, whoa.
Yeah, Pokemon's good, though. It's great.
All right, then let's talk about Pokemon before we go.
All right.
Oh, I'm also looking forward to Okami HD for PS3.
PS3 fun, actually? What?
I know.
Is there anybody else looking forward to anything else?
This is my phone, actually. These are pre-orders.
Well, don't forget, that's also Medal of Honor Warfighter, where if you pre-order the limited edition, you get access to the Battlefield 4 beta.
Wait, is it limited, though? Was any version?
I don't know. That's what I just heard. I can't say for sure. But I think maybe if you just pre-order it in general, you get access for the Battlefield
4. Is Battlefield 4 confirmed?
Yes.
Yes.
It has been confirmed.
I will. I'm also looking forward to the next Call of Duty after Black Ops 2.
Honor 4?
I got League of Legends. Yeah.
What is there new for League of Legends? They're going to have League of Legends 2? I think so.
No, just more champions.
But we're talking about new games.
I know. But I got League of Legends. That's what's keeping everyone entertained.
What's the new Mario?
Oh, there is a new Mario, the new Mario blah 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 2 coming out, and I kind of want to play that.
Points and everything?
Yeah, oh, no, guys.
No, because I loved it. I actually, do any of you guys have a Wii that we can all play on and play that game?
I have a Wii.
My brother does.
I got a hacked Wii.
Wait, play what game?
The new Mario Brothers 2.
I would have we should play Brawl.
No, the new Mario 2 is awesome, because when I played it, all my friends were trying to kill each other instead of actually playing the game cooperatively. It was so funny. Because, like, it'd be like, we're just about to, like, reach the finish point, and someone would step on top of the other person, they'd fall into the hole. So it was, like, the most hilarious thing.
The new Final Fantasy game. Looking forward to that.
Final Fantasy 13-3?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They're
milking.
They are really milking that Final Fantasy series.
They are.
Hell yeah. No, but it makes sense. But it makes sense to milk the Final Fantasy series because numerology, going by the numbers, like from 1 to 13 it's up to now, it's not, you're not following a storyline unless they make a sequel out of like they did with 13. You got 13-2 and now you're going to have a third one.
Yeah, it's like they did with Final Fantasy X. They made Final Fantasy
X. Yeah, that was garbage. They shit on 10 with 10-2.
Yeah, 10 was great. 10-2 was not. Yeah.
But they were trying to milk the girls, I think. Not the Titus, of course. Come on.
it makes sense.
Oh, that's what just there.
Speaking of which, did you guys know Dead Space 3 is coming out?
What?
Yeah. I have to play Dead Space 2, actually. Time for me to advertise my channel. I'm going to have a Dead Space 2 playthrough on my channel.
And what is your channel called?
Massacre 1080. YouTube.com/Massacre 1080.
It'll be in the description. Right. Don't worry.
Our, my 5.5 so. Acre 1080.
Is that actually correct?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
I also wanted to mention to you guys, I know Massacre might be interested. Do you guys know about the Triton Warheads, the model that's going against the A-50s? They're having a Halo 4 edition of it.
Oh, really? That's what the guy told me then. Yeah, the guy trying to sell me the pre-orders. He was like, you know, Halo teamed up with Triton. He's like, what? Okay, it's cool. No, I have my turret region. I'm good.
But the thing I like about the Warheads is the fact that you have two batteries to switch out from, and the docking system, you actually can dock it and have it charge. The only one thing I heard bad is the, like Turtle Beaches and also Tritons to me, the quality of their headsets is slightly, like, I feel like the plastic is bad plastic, yeah, no offense.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Like, other than that, I think
Turtle Beaches and Tritons are good. Beaches?
Tritons and the Beaches, they're like, they break easily.
They're plastic.
I don't need to tell you guys that. I knew that.
No, but I'm just saying they're exactly, plastic for this amount.
My shit's being held together with super glue right now.
For this amount of money, $300 plus tax, you would think that they would at least make the plastic very nice. Like, I just heard that the Warhead itself isn't exactly comfortable, and it's cheap plastic, but I could be wrong, considering I haven't touched it officially. But yeah, before we close up, anybody? Nothing?
No.
All right. Then I guess our discussion is coming to an end.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
So I apologize to everyone if you guys were looking forward to a zombie to join our podcast, but
Sir Moab.
$5 says he's sleeping.
I mean, the thing is, he was online. I'm about to yell at
Moab right now.
No, he just sent him some coffee.
He was online in the morning, okay, in his Californian time.
No, his Xbox is always on. He was away.
Yeah.
He keeps that thing on 24/7.
I mean, maybe it's a personal heater. It's a personal heater for him. But anyway, do you guys have anything else to say before we log off?
Black and White 2, October 7th.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye. Peace. Stay.